I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. It's a 24-year-old trade agreement, but NAFTA is back in the news in a big way. Talks aimed at renegotiating NAFTA have been going on since last August. The U.S., Canada, and Mexico have made some progress, but they don't appear close to agreement. President Trump has repeatedly threatened to abandon NAFTA if he can't get what he calls a better deal, and he did so again today.
Canada is not going to take advantage of the United States any longer, and Mexico is not going to take advantage of the United States any longer. And when I campaigned, I said, I will either renegotiate NAFTA or I'll terminate it.
Here at The World, we've been looking at how different parts of North America could be affected by changes to the trade agreement. As part of our 50 States project, The World's Jason Margolis met with some cattle ranchers in South Dakota.
This is a story about two ranchers in western South Dakota. First, there's Kenny Fox.
Well, we run about a 500-cow, mother cow operation.
And second, there's Eric Jennings.
Right now, we're running about 50 cows, mother cows. I downsized, I think, 3 years ago now.
The two men have both been busy vaccinating and branding their calves and preparing to get hay ready for winter. Fox is in his 60s. Jennings is in his 50s. Their lives, jobs, and outlooks have a lot of overlap. Where the two men differ sharply, however, is on trade. I met separately with the two ranchers on their farms. Here's Fox.
We have people that have lost jobs because of NAFTA.
And Jennings.
We're very happy with NAFTA. It has opened up our borders tremendously.
NAFTA got rid of tariffs and quotas on beef. Since it came into effect 24 years ago, U.S. beef exports to Mexico have increased by more than 450%. Exports to Canada have more than doubled. But beef is going in every direction. Imports from Canada and Mexico have also risen sharply. And that's why Fox, the farmer opposed to NAFTA, doesn't like the trade deal. The U.S. has accumulated a $32 billion trade deficit for beef products in the time of NAFTA.
I don't think we need as many cattle coming into this country as there is. And that is causing people to go out of business. It's causing young people not to go in because it costs so much money to get started.
Now, economists say trade deficits don't really matter. It's simply a reflection of products going to where there's demand. And since NAFTA came into effect, beef production is up in all three nations. Still, for established cattlemen like Fox, with more competition, they do more work for less money. And he says times have been tough.
We repair what we got instead of buying new. We don't build new fences. We just kind of limp along and hope for the best.
These days, however, he's got more hope that things will change.
President Trump is the only ally that we really have, I feel, at this time. And I feel that he has done more in the short time he's been there than any president that I know of in my lifetime.
Fox is a member of RCAF USA, a nationwide organization of cattle ranchers. Bill Bullard is the CEO. Driving through South Dakota, Bullard says since NAFTA came into effect, imports of Mexican and Canadian products have taken a toll.
Since the 1994 implementation of NAFTA, we have lost 20% of all of our beef cattle operations in the United States.
There have been other factors at play during that time: droughts, technological advances, and consolidation of farms. Bullard says they're not opposed to competition, just unfair competition. He says stricter American regulations make it more expensive to produce beef here than in Canada or Mexico. Bullard says the trade agreement needs some key revisions to protect American cattle ranchers.
If Mexico can produce cattle far cheaper than the United States, then we should add tariffs to that product coming into this country so that our beef produced under the U.S. production regime can compete with the Mexican cattle.
And Bullard says if NAFTA can't be fixed,
we should rip it up.
So that's the organization RCAF. There's a competing group, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The headline of their one-page summary reads, U.S. Beef Under NAFTA, an Export Success Story. As a cattle rancher, you kind of have to choose sides, like going with the Mets or the Yankees. Eric Jennings, the rancher who supports NAFTA, chose the Cattlemen's Beef Association, but he's a fish out of water in South Dakota.
Yeah, I'm surrounded with RCAF members.
Do you argue with them? Or?
I think that I know their position, and they know my position, and we all get along. We all work together. You know, we respectfully disagree with each other, we know that we're not going to change each other's minds.
Jennings says since NAFTA came into effect, his cattle have actually become more valuable.
We sell a lot of round cuts. That's a rump cut off of a steer. They go down to Mexico. They also take a lot of tongue. We don't eat a lot of tongue in America.
He says exporting tongues and livers, and not just to Mexico and Canada, gets him an extra $150 to $180 per head of cattle. He says accepting imports in return, that's just part of free trade. And he says a lot of Mexican and Canadian beef imports get mixed in with American hamburger meat. That frees him up to export higher value cuts, like flat iron steaks to other nations. Jennings says he doesn't want to go back to the way things were before NAFTA.
It takes a long time to build relationships for trade, and it doesn't take very long to get rid of them and to destroy that relationship. And, you know, and it's a competitive world, and there's other countries looking to move in on the markets that America has right now.
For The World, Jason Margolis, Belvidere, South Dakota.